Good afternoon. This is Lake Effect Weekend on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Hawaii's Mount Kilauea is continuing to erupt, sending gas and molten lava from the earth. The lava has destroyed property and raised health concerns related to its poisonous gases. And then there are fears that the eruption may continue to get more violent in the coming days.
There is much that scientists understand about the mechanics of a volcano, but still plenty of answers yet to be found. We talk with George Stone every so often about his expertise on climate change. But before that work, George was an expert on the original global warming, volcanoes. And he joined us in the studio this week. He talked about his first up-close view of the volcanoes in Hawaii.
I was out there in 1966. The Geological Society of America's annual meeting that year was in San Francisco. I went out there. They had a field trip to the Hawaiian volcanoes, which I took, and it was just marvelous.
And love at first volcano.
Love at first volcano, right. You got to learn how to pronounce all those wonderful names.
Well, so let's talk about what's happening in Hawaii today. Yeah. And the thing that first grabs you is this idea that scientists are seeing clues about eruptions that are about to happen before they happen. What are scientists seeing that gives them the inclination to believe that a volcano is about to erupt?
Well, there are three main measures. And let me point out the U.S. Geological Survey has a volcanic hazards program, and they have volcano observatories in various appropriate places, such as there's one in Vancouver, Washington, which monitors the Cascade volcano, such as Mount St. Helens, which blew up, as you know, in 1980. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory is at Kilauea Volcano, and they monitor, as I said before, three principal things: earthquakes underneath the volcano, in some cases, tilt of the ground surface, something called a tilt meter, which simply, if the volcano is inflating, bulging out due to the insertion of magma underneath, the tilt meters will pick that up. And the other main measure is sulfur dioxide gas. That's one of the main gases that's given off by magma in volcanoes. And if magma is moving up underneath the volcano into the innards of the volcano, then the sulfur dioxide gas emissions increase dramatically. And, of course, that's a dangerous gas because it dissolves in water to form sulfurous acid. With a little oxidation becomes sulfuric acid. And so that, I think, is probably the most deadly gas associated with the volcanic activity.
So let's talk about that first measure, the earthquake. And there was an earthquake that was recorded underneath Kilauea, correct?
Yes.
So is the earthquake coming as a result of the eruption that is starting, or is the earthquake the cause of the eruption?
Well, a little bit of both. There are two types of earthquakes associated with volcanic activity. One is as the magma begins to migrate upward, and we're talking about from a depth of maybe 50 or 60 kilometers, 30 miles, 40 miles, as the magma begins to migrate upward through cracks and through the rocks, it produces a kind of vibration called harmonic tremor. And harmonic tremor is a vibration. They are earthquakes, but they have particular signature, which is easily recognized. It's produced by moving magma. So they watch for that. Harmonic tremor means moving magma. Then there should be also an increase in sulfur dioxide. The other type of earthquake would be, there have been a lot of those associated with the current eruption, is when something mechanical happens within the crater. Maybe a big slab of rock suddenly moves. And that produces a sharp earthquake, quite different from the harmonic tremor.
And different from the movement of a tectonic plate.
Yes, much smaller scale.
So let me ask you, I mean, obviously there is magma at this great depth, around the globe. Why is it that the magma is more likely to come to the surface through these volcanoes in some parts of the world than others?
Well, that's a great question. There are two principal kinds of locations, or for volcanic eruptions. One, as you mentioned earlier, is associated with tectonic plates. And where subduction is taking place and a big plate is moving down into the Earth's mantle. And let me clarify, the outermost layer of the solid Earth is the crust. And beneath that is the Earth's mantle, which is very thick all the way down to the core. And subduction involves the movement of a plate down into the mantle. And as it gets down into those higher temperatures, the lowest melting components of the rock begin to melt and magma begins to form. So a lot of volcanoes, such as the volcanoes along our west coast, the High Cascade volcanoes from Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen down in California all the way up through Crater Lake and Mount St. Helens, Mount Rainier in Oregon and Washington. And these are explosive kind of volcanoes. They erupt in an explosive way because they have a much higher gas content.
As in the case of Mount St. Helens, they can blow the top off a mountain.
Exactly right. Whereas the other location, the other type of geologic locus for volcanoes is what's called a hotspot. And we've got two great examples of that in the United States, Hawaii National Park and Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone is a hotspot underneath the continent, quite different and very much more explosive. Incredibly explosive. And then under the Pacific Plate, the Hawaiian hotspot, which produces magma from the mantle, which is a different kind of magma. It's basalt. It's that black lava rock that you've seen. And it's much more fluid, less viscous. It flows long distances on low gradients, whereas the much more silica-rich magma of the Yellowstone, of the continents, you know, it's like trying to squeeze oatmeal up through some cracks. It just doesn't move very well and produces explosive, plugs up its own plumbing system and produces explosive eruptions.
So in the case of the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii, obviously the time of the eruption is a time of, you know, danger for life and limb, both from the gas and the lava itself. Or the magma, yeah, I guess it's lava as it's flowing, it's magma when it's under the underground.
Right.
But at the same time, what are the kinds of things that scientists have an opportunity to study when an eruption is going on like this, and in the wake of that eruption, when they go back and are able to analyze what happened?
Well, they very much like to analyze first the gas component that's released by the eruption. Also, the chemistry of the actual magma itself. It varies quite a bit, and it's characteristic of each volcano. For example, for a long time, Kilauea, which is kind of on the side of Mauna Loa, the big island of Hawaii, comprises one huge volcano, Mauna Loa, and which rises 29,000 feet above sea level and another 30,000 below sea level. So it's a huge mountain. Mauna Loa has been accumulating for millions of years. It's over what's called the Hawaiian hotspot. We're not quite sure what produces the Hawaiian hotspot, whether it's kind of leakage from the core, which is the outer core is liquid iron. It's extremely hot. Or some think that it's due to an accumulation of radioactive elements, which produce radiogenic heat, a lot of extra heat. But whatever the cause, whether it's leakage, a plume coming up from the core, or whether it's the local concentration of the radioactive elements in the mantle, there is a hot spot there. And the Pacific Plate, now that you mentioned plate tectonics, has been moving eastward. Actually, the Pacific Plate moves westward, and the Hawaiian Islands move eastward. If you can imagine a candle and a piece of paper, and you move the piece of paper, get it just the right distance so that it begins to char from the heat of the candle. If you move that piece of paper slowly across the top of the candle, it produces a trace. And that's what the Hawaiian Islands are. They're a trace of the Hawaiian hotspot across the Central Pacific. And it's very long. It goes all the way to Midway Island and then turns north up into the Emperor Seamounts. And it's almost 4,000 kilometers long, this chain of volcanoes produced by the Pacific Plate moving slowly over the Hawaiian hotspot.
So do we have an opportunity with eruptions along the Hawaiian hotspot to trace, if you will, better what's causing it? You talked about the two potential causes for the Hawaiian hotspot. I imagine that's a question that scientists are still trying to work out.
Sure. Well, it's basically what's the heat source.
Right.
Because one thing people should realize is that rocks do not melt at a single temperature. Rocks, even the rocks down in the Earth's mantle, are a mixture of minerals. Each mineral is a specific compound with a specific melting point. So a mixture of minerals melts over a range of temperature. And what forms the magma is the lowest melting or the first melting component. And then that is lower in density and due to gravity and buoyancy rises to the surface. So one can find trends, compositional characteristics, but it's very difficult to predict because, just like earthquakes, I mean, we don't have a network of sensors down in the mantle.
So when it comes to predicting the likelihood of an eruption, we're talking about, you know, hours or days as opposed to weeks or months.
Yeah, and it depends on the type of volcano. Now, Mount St. Helens, for example, which was an eruption, it was May 18th, 1980. That kind of eruption, the volcano had been swelling up for months. It started swelling up in March, inflating, and lots of little earthquakes down underneath, harmonic tremor and other earthquakes started in. And so the Cascade Volcano Observatory issued evacuation orders. And they were right on. You know, that very few lives were lost as a result of that enormous explosive eruption. The other kind of volcanic eruption is non-explosive like Hawaii. It's usually called quiet and consists largely just of lava flows moving downslope and without any big explosions. So
And as far as being able to predict those?
Again, the earthquakes are the right best clue as to what's going on down underground.
Well, George Stone, it's really interesting stuff, and I thank you for helping us add some context to it.
Thank you, Mitch. We don't have to worry about Hawaiian volcanoes here in Milwaukee, but we do have to worry about global warming. So study up. We're going to have to deal with this, and it's getting more and more urgent.
George Stone is a retired professor of natural sciences at the Milwaukee Area Technical College, and he's a Lake Effect contributor. You can find links to NPR's coverage of the Mount Kilauea eruption at wuwm.com.